The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
This song is dedicated to someone very special to me. Southern Belle from the ATL, I set on my mail. She make my heart swell. I love the way she feels, love the way she smells. I love the way she talks, I love the story she tells. There's nothing I don't like, soul, hook, line, and sinker. She got this rapper wrapped around a mannequin finger. She's dramatic and simple, kinetic and nimble. She's a fickle little riddle and she makes me go metal. I'm in love, that's the one thing that I'm sure of. Can't get enough of this stuff, can't get enough of her. She makes me not want to drink or do any drugs. Hold her forever until the sun comes up. Why won't you be mine? I tried so hard not to cry. I can't contain what lies inside. Could you call me up and just say hi? Why won't you leave the guy? Why must it be denied? When will the time arrive? When you look me in the eyes and say you're mine. Southern Belle from the Bible Belt. Together forever, only time will tell. Until I know for sure, know that I'm in hell. When you kiss me deep, know that it's deeply felt. My eyes well up when your car pulls up. Feel like a dumb fuck, that shit out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Free Hipster. I am Z, and this is episode 23. And also, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's. Wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying yourself and enjoying the company of whoever happens to be around. Or maybe, like me, you're just sort of kicking it by yourself. And you know what? That's cool, too. Now, obviously, this is going to be a themed episode, but don't expect a lot of your typical love songs. You see, what I like are complicated love songs. Tracks about the complexities of makeups and breakups and makeouts and the like. And that's why we started off with Cookie Breath. From MC Chris's 2003 release, Knowing is Half the Hassle. That is a song about longing, which is a theme we'll revisit several times in this ep. But we'll also be exploring, you know, loss and loneliness and lust and other things that start with L. But right now, let us explore love. Love and matrimony. With my boy, Mark with a C.
My girl's like a pin-up girl that you see in magazines. Not like in Penthouse or Playboy or Hustler, more like the ones from the 50s. If you ever saw her change, well, you'd probably think so too. But you'll never watch her change, 'cause she belongs to me, not you. My girl just made popcorn and a glass of water too. She's watching me write the songs that I'm singing now for you. If you ever saw her change, well, you try to steal her away. Boy, boys, you always take for granted what your girls do every day. When they change their clothes, when they put on pantyhose, when they ask your opinion on the outfit that they chose, you should not refrain. Take the time out to explain that she's beautiful and she's anything but, anything but plain. My girl likes this song and she's laying next to me, but she's also barely dressed, so I'm gonna wrap this up quickly. I just love to watch her change. I like to check out all her curves. Next time your girl is changing, take the time to find the words. When they change their clothes, when they put on pantyhose, when they ask your opinion on the outfit that they chose, you should not refrain. Take the time out to explain that she's beautiful and she's anything but, anything but, anything but plain.
You've got a lot on your mind, I know. You told me so. Somewhere to go. Just look inside and you'll find shelter, and soon I will be home. I bet you'll be mine in time, my love. Funny to think how long it's been since I first met you. Never sure right ever love again.
stick to what I know.
And dark blue chucks, and I does what I does. Yeah, I might say good. It's really weird, cause the got love. Snoop Dogg, the Crip, and the girl was a blood.
What?
She told me that her baby daddy was a thug. Now it is what it is, and it was not was. I'm hollering, little mama, like what? Monday morning stack, trying to get my cheese back. All these memories, green seeds of a rhythm rhyme pleaser.
Please.
Laid back while we sipping on the breezer. Fresh four pack sitting in the freezer. Ain't that the deja? I heard she was a skeezer. She used to hit them licks with the visas. When I seen her with the homies, I was like, Jesus. It's been a little minute since I seen her. Hope my man don't run up, cause I have to pull the Nina.
Got a girlfriend. My freak girl told me now she a Christian. My white girl wanna move back to Michigan. I'm pulling girls off the bench like a six man. I'm in the club doing the same old two step, while I'm makers doing the same old Q step. I had my money on my mind, I was thinking green. She a pledge, aka she was picking green. I want a good girl, she want a gentleman. We saying the same thing like a synonym. I wasn't really spitting game, I was scrimmaging. My penmanship so hard it needs censorship. I'm a Chicago wind, till Chicago wins, till we blow like Chicago wind. I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid. I know when I'm getting one, the others getting away this way.
They say that you and I are from different worlds. You from underneath the underground, where I understood my hip hop 1-2 disposition. Yeah, I don't stress it, sweetie. You write in cursive, I write in graffiti. Opposites, not really, we just customize to our turfs. Hey, I'm expecting you to listen. I'm saying it, a rat's ass I couldn't give. Even though you far away and my heart you live. So bring your little sweet face closer to me and listen to my eyes, tell me what you see.
We were both afraid,
and we needed help. You were there for me when I needed out in this galaxy so big and wide. I could be your man, you could be my guy. So take my heart, it suits you, and you can think of me when I think of you. When there's nothing the two of us cannot do, we could be a we if it suits you. So much changing at so much cost, but in your starry eyes I'm never lost. A hunger burns just like X-Wing fuel, and once it's lit it melts away the rule. So take my heart, it suits you, and you can think of me when I think of you. And there's nothing the two of us cannot do, we could be a we if it suits you. No use for a name, but now I call it love. I can fly anything, so let me lift you up. If I don't make it back, you should know it was you I was thinking of. It was always you. So take my heart, it suits you, and you can think of me when I think of you. And there's nothing the two of us cannot do, we could be a we if it suits you. And take my heart if it suits you, and you can think of me when I think of you. Oh, and there's nothing the two of us cannot do, we could be a we if it suits you. If it suits you.
That set started out with Anything But Plain from Mark with a C's latest album, Unicorns Get More Bacon. It's a song about watching your lover change clothes. But not like in a weird way. It's that consensual clothes changing that happens so often in a marriage or a other long-term relationship. After that was Glenn Case with Bet You'll Be Mine, from 2015's Songs for My Wonderful Wife. Yeah, y'all, Glenn wrote an entire album dedicated to his wife, Rachel. And it's really great. You should go check that out. We followed it up with a song about a relationship that didn't go so well, BFFU by Math the Band, before settling into one of my all-time favorite mashups, Everybody's Everyday Girl, by Atlanta's DJ BC. And then we took a little peek into your headcanon with Kirby Crackle's It Suits You. Because Poe and Finn are hands down the only two characters with any genuine chemistry in the entirety of the mainstream Star Wars feature film universe. Thank you.
jam, you know that's just the way I am. So love me back and love me back. You could have been rude in that intact, but I don't mind, and it's about time. You know I don't have to wait in line to be knocked down. Can get that anywhere in time.
When I was first learning of love as a teenager, one source gave me all my ideas and theories. Jane Austen's masterpiece work, Pride and Prejudice, or actually the 1995 BBC miniseries. Oh, that Mr. Darcy, so gruff and so distant, with a sensitive spirit just waiting to shine. There's a good reason that women love jerks. It seems like a fantastic idea at the time. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you're tall, dark, and handsome. Wonderful. No other men are worth half what you're worth. When I was 19, I traveled to Europe to study and learn and go clubbing and drink. There was a cute boy in my history lessons who hailed from near London and mostly ignored me. So of course I fell for him and his charming voice. His detachment and rudeness got me in a snap. He finally noticed me at the end of semester, took me on one date, and treated me like crap. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you wily old bastard, you wonderful specimen, you've messed up the hearts of young girls around the earth. Because a guy has a British accent does not mean he's witty or decent or smart. If a boy treats you with tasteful indifference, if he is handsome but bristly and cold, don't be intrigued just because he's ignoring you. Not every asshole has a heart of gold. Oh, oh. Wonderful specimen, you've messed up the hearts of young girls round the earth. Oh, 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 Mr. Darcy, oh, 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 Colin Firth, you're tall, dark, and handsome, charming and wonderful. No other men are worth half what you're worth.
Looking for love, cause it's been so long that I can't think of the last time I had a hand in mine. Past the time, because the summer's coming, time is up. Yeah, this is what I'm asking of, and when I see her on the street, I'm like, that's the stuff.
Ladies.
No, I never wanna pass the buck. I'm down to call you on the phone, cause I'm man enough. But first, I gotta work the nerve up. I've heard of guys who swerve up on the girls at the club. Nah, you know that ain't my style. Just wanna see her smile while I'm living it up. What? And it's like everywhere I go, I see her face and the people I know. When I'm walking on stage and I'm doing a show, man, I got her on my mind and I'm telling you so. And I think that she could save me. I wanna be the one that she's calling baby. My friends, they ask me, you're gonna make a move next time that I see her and I'm all like, yo, I'm not too good at this. I try to woo a miss who just blew a kiss at the last guy. Can I be the next guy though? Can I get up in your photo slideshow? I know all about the mind games the people play. And each passing day she drifts more away, cause the waves of the sea and the moon pull me. So we make small talk in insignificant ways.
days like, ain't the weather crazy? And I'm dying inside, baby. And maybe we could share a drink to cool off, and you could tell me if you could save me. Come on. Instead I just nod and laugh, cause I could never tell her all of that. And truthfully it doesn't make much sense to me, cause I've only seen her like a couple times of fact. And the heart wants what it can't have, but can it have a little what it wants? Sometimes a man, I'm kind of in between the middle of the good and bad, because it hurts when she makes me laugh. Damn. And it's like everywhere I go, I see her face in the people I know. When I'm walking on stage and I'm doing a show, man, I got her on my mind and I'm telling you so. And I think that she could save me. I wanna be the one that she's calling baby. My friends, they ask me, you're gonna make a move next time that I see her, and I'm all like, she loves me not, and all that I got is that real hip hop. She loves me not, and all that I got is that real hip hop.
She loves me not, and all that I got
is that real hip hop.
She loves me not.
I know when I'm walking on stage and I'm doing a show, man, I got her on my mind and I'm telling you so. And I think that she could save me. I wanna be the one that she's calling baby. My friends, they ask me, you're gonna make a move next time that I see her, and I'm all like,
she loves me, she loves me.
Cause it's loud with the shop back on.
Take it to the shop.
be okay. She'll be upstairs with the TV. You can cry and I probably won't hear you, because it's live with the shop back on.
Man, that song was dark. I mean, damn. That was Jonathan Coulton's Shop Vac, a song that is about anything but domestic bliss. It was preceded by a lesser-known Adam Warrock joint, Maybe I Can Call You. It's a coy, playful cut that was, if memory serves, his 2012 Summer Jam. Before that was the Double Click's fantastic Oh Mr. Darcy, a much more complicated love story, also from 2012. And we kicked it off with the pain pleading of Strawberry Jam by The Fine Print. Now, you might not know that band, but I am certain that you know at least one of the band members, Jerry Holkins, better known as Penny Arcade's Tycho Brahe. And that one was from way the hell back in the far-flung era known only as the 1990s. If you have ever listened to this show, which I assume you have, because this part is at the end of an episode, you know that I tend to get hung up on emotion, on emotional expression. I kind of can't get enough of it. And I reckon I like stories about love, be it true love or love gone wrong, the most of all. I like wild emotion for the same reason I like words, because they're crazy and messy and imprecise and very much the only way that we can truly connect with other people. So wherever you are this Valentine's Day, whatever you do, know that I wish you all the best. If you have someone or someone's special in your life, then embrace that. Enjoy that. And if you're still looking, well, I hope you find what you're looking for. And if it's just you, and you're fine with just you, or maybe just working on being fine with just you, you know what? This show's for you too. I'm going to close out with an old Optimus Rhyme cut. It's called Just Forget It. And it's about trying to come to grips with your past, trying to move on, and trying not to be crushed by guilt or doubt or bad feelings. I think that's something we can all relate to. And if you want to talk about that, or if you want to buy me fancy chocolates and a tennis bracelet, I can be found at hipsterplease.com and at geekdad.com, where the team and I do our best to bring you all the nerd news, reviews, and interviews, and love, exciting and new.
Cisco metronoid, avoid fluctuations in the BPMs we employ. If the tempo don't go, I'm annoyed. Check the batteries, we need beats that are batter these days. Automatic anatomy regulates. I'd rather be back at the All Elite Academy. Scattering bites about those we shouldn't name, but hey, here we are. Translating binary into libraries of bizarre scribble patterns. Don't matter if I try very hard, my mind scatters. I focus on these 16 bars. I try to keep it close, but no, my clock speeds off. There's no way I can stop these thoughts, cause I'm hard-coded. I got this verse, don't recall when I wrote it. I downloaded every help file I could grab, but these words still piled up pad after pad. Hey, sorry that I didn't warn you, but if I did, would it be different? I spend way too much time second guessing, stressing, focus on what's next instead of today. Too many thoughts and too many scars, man. Think about it, there's no way that I can stay.
Just forget it, just forget it, just forget it, just forget it.
my dreams sometimes. She says, really, you never call me, why? I try email and you never reply. It always seems like this, she's doing alright. But in real life, I got dumped for a junkie. It kinda sucked, but I guess he gave her something I never did. It was a needle in an exit. When she finally left, it was far from unexpected. Bottom line, people change all the time. It's strange, but today, man, you know I don't mind. In fact, I was stoked by the time that I packed. Like I woke from a bad dream, never looking back. And honestly, I wasn't innocent in this. I should've been the one to say, you wanna finish this? I couldn't, she could, didn't argue or shout. Into the sunset, happy that I'm out. Be different, I spend way too much time second guessing, stressing, focus on what's next instead of today. Too many thoughts and too many scars, man. Think about it, there's no way that I can stay with the stuff around me. Memories are pounding down. See, I need you to go away. Terrible person, it's true. I drove one drummer out the band, man, I guess I'm too rude. You're out there, Thundercracker? Well, fuck you. Nah, I'm only joking, man. Here's the olive branch, and while I'm at it, shit, might as well make a list. Now, let's see. I threw a lot of eggs as a kid, and I picked a few legs off some bugs and stuff. And just last night, I left the toilet seat up. Consisto metronoid.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.
Hey! Want to hear a joke? Here goes. My ex-wife still misses me, but her aim is getting better. Her aim is getting better. You see, it's funny because marriage is terrible.